Today is Monday, the 11th of December, in the second week of Advent. Molly Pardon, with Bifrost Arts, sings a setting of Psalm 126. Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah and comes in three parts, with a short reflection after each section.
The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, "Be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you."
In our reading today, the prophet Isaiah foretells what the return of the redeemed will be like. He writes, "The desert shall rejoice and blossom." Can you picture this dry desert as it slowly begins to blossom? Imagine the flora, fauna, colors, and scents as the blossoming happens. What is it like? As you stand in this wonderful place and watch this happening before you, recall the words of Isaiah. "Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God." Take a moment to become aware of any fear that dwells in your heart today. Be reassured by these words. "Here is your God." Listen to the next part of our reading.
"Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes."
Notice which of these promises of the Lord speaks most to you. As you hear the final part of this scripture, imagine that you are walking along the highway described. Imagine that you take in the full 360-degree view of how it looks, and listen out for the singing.
"A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveller, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
In this last part of our reading, there is a promise of well-being. And we might recall the words of Julian of Norwich, "All shall be well, all shall be well, all manner of thing shall be well." Spend the final part of today's reflection by praying about a situation where you would love to see sorrow and sighing flee away, imagining in its place everlasting joy. O Wisdom,
Lord and Ruler,
Root of Jesse,
Key of David,
Rising Sun,
King of the Nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.